want to get on to our next guest now. Kevin Miller is joining us now, Chief Investment Officer at eValuator Funds. And Kevin, let's just kind of start on this question. We're watching China so closely, coronavirus impact, but how closely are you also watching the impact in so many of the economies around China?
Yeah, we're expecting the global slowdown. If you go back and look at what happened when SARS came out, the quarter that it was identified, China posted a GDP of around 12. The following quarter, it dropped to about 3.5, their GDP, and then it sprung back up to over 15. The third quarter after the SARS virus was identified. And we expect the slowdown globally, and it will impact us domestically as well. But we do anticipate still having a good last half of 2020 out of the whole thing.
So I'm kind of curious about your feeling here, whether or not you think investors have overreacted in looking beyond this thing, or whether or not, the hair on fire people, the end of the world type of stuff, whether they're the ones that are overreacting.
Well, we were really happy with the fact that we had these trade agreements, USMCA, Phase 1, Brexit, coming to fruition. We thought a lot of the speculation we carried last year was going to kind of be lifted. The sky was going to be cleared, and then comes more speculation. And I don't see the fundamentals changing. The consumer's strong, interest rates are low, unemployment's low. The fundamentals of our economy are still very strong. I see an event like this as an opportunity to pick up good stocks and anticipate positive future results.
Well, I can't resist that. So what are good stocks right now? Actually, I bought a note from you. You like the media space. As much as I've been watching Netflix and others lately, I can see why.
Yeah, that's kind of more of a slant on it being an election year, a highly contested, very polarized election that we anticipate having, and you just announced previous to this segment the GOP is ramping up for $1 billion to be spent on their campaign, and there are other people that are anticipating spending billions of dollars, as you are very aware. And so, where's that money going to go? Just follow the money. Well, you've got Disney, you got Viacom, Comcast, and Fox are considered probably the big four. Of those four, I personally really like what Disney has available as a result of how diversified they are with their theme parks, consumer spending strong. I think theme parks attendance will stay strong. They're rolling out the streaming content. I think they're actually going to dip heavily into Netflix. They have the ownership of the ABC ESPN networks for the advertising side of it. They're set to release some very strong performing movies coming up in 2020. So of the four major ones, I would tend to lean more towards Disney right now.
Okay. In terms of risk, by the way, I liked your answer earlier, so I'd love to go have a cup of coffee with you, make mine a double espresso. in terms of risk, you mentioned the elections. Do you think the elections are a bigger risk to markets this year, the coronavirus or the trade war?
What was the third one? I'm sorry.
The trade war, phase two.
Oh, the trade war. I don't even know if we'll ever see phase two, to be candid. And coronavirus will run its course. So as a result of that, I would fall back to the election as being the most volatile element that will impact the market this year. And that volatility will diminish potentially once we identify who the Democratic candidate is.